Welcome to this special show. This is an update on the Patrick Coyle story. We're going to talk to Patrick live in Europe today, and he's going to explain that he's safe and well. We're going to be talking to Lurgan Police. We're going to be talking to Tracy Morris, a campaigner that's fought hard for people of injustices in Northern Ireland and indeed in the United Kingdom. So first, Patrick, hello, and Tracy, hello as well.
Hello,
Andy. Well, Andy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad this nightmare is coming to a close. We know that, you know, you were stuck into Bluestone Ward in Craigavon Hospital. We know now that you're out of that hospital. You're in Europe. Basically, carry on, my friend. What would you like to say to people? I think he's going to say it to Tracy just before we went on air.
Well, Andy, you know, you spend 6 weeks in a mental institution for something that you haven't got a problem with. It takes you a few days to sort of sit back and realize that you're out. And when you're out of them places, there, you know, you feel drained. But you know, I'm here now, and I feel that when you're out, you're in a better place, because nobody wants in their right mind to be in them places, because they're wrong. Anybody who's in them places wants to be in them places, but as you can gather, Andy, I certainly didn't want to be in them places, and there was nothing wrong with me.
What are you requesting today, Patrick, that Dr.
Well, I'm requesting Dr. Armstrong. Well, Dr. Armstrong, in every interview I had him, he was snowballing the whole thing. He was making up reasons, and he had to give himself time to think, which gives me great concern about me when he couldn't answer my questions. But Dr. Armstrong has to give me a discharge letter and let me go on about my business, close these doors, and let me open other doors to move on. But, you know, it's in Dr. Armstrong's hands. You know, it's his great interest now to let everybody move on. If he refuses them, we know he's carrying on the corruption. You know what I mean? We know he's carrying on weight from Dr. Peters and them other people who's putting weight on to make sure.
There's 18 patients belonging to Dr. Armstrong. Could you tell people of how many patients who Dr. Armstrong can openly treat without going to another doctor, but when it comes to you, that's not the case?
Yes, correct. You mean, sorry.
17
patients are taking medication in there, and there's one person that wasn't. He had no just cause. He couldn't answer my questions. You know what I mean? I was very careful with the way you spoke to Dr. Armstrong, because you didn't want him to lead. You know, you didn't want to give him the misjudge your question or mislead him on any question. You know what I mean? But I gave him straight up questions. You know what I mean? Which why I was there? What was the evidence? You know what I mean? You're here. I'm here against my will. He has a hypocritical oath, and the first line on it, he shall not do man any harm. I tell him it's against the law to do man harm, and he's doing me harm. I didn't need medication. He knew I didn't need medication, because every time he asked me a question, he had to take time to think on it.
Sorry, we've got a short show, and me and Trace has got millions of questions. We need to ring the police as well.
Tell us about the
diabetes medication, because that is the police's sole main concern, that you have sound mind and you've got your medication for diabetes.
Well, I was in there a day or so before they gave me my diabetic tablets, you know what I mean? In there, I put on a good half stone. They don't facilitate for anybody diabetic. They didn't care about taking my bloods. When they had me on that tablet, I don't know what it was, that yellow tablet. They never once, I asked the nurse several times, but they're always busy. You know what I mean? They walked away from me. They knew my blood sugars were running high. The doctor, Armstrong, didn't ask me my blood sugars. I was taking, my body was going into spasms, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it didn't matter what you said. You know, you know, you're nobody in there. You're only an instrument in there. Nobody wants to listen. You know what I mean?
The reason why they couldn't keep giving you loads of medication was because you're a diabetic. and that was probably when they give you whatever tablet they give you, and that caused that reaction. Obviously, Dr. Armstrong has backed off and been afraid to give you any other medication in case it actually kills you.
Absolutely. Listen, guys, this is good news, and this is from Northern Ireland Ombudsman for Health, and the reference number that anyone who, you know, cares about this story, please email the Ombudsman. The reference, case reference number is 16248. This is the Commissioner for Complaints, Northern Ireland Order 1996, as amended by an Act of 1997. Basically, Alan Barbour, Complaints Advisor, is taken on this serious complaint, and it just states what the GP did, the full story with the audio interview, and the escape and safety of you. So the Ombudsman in Northern Ireland has now took this on board. I've also heard back from the British Medical Association in Northern Ireland, and they will also look into this. I know you're not really that bothered about, you know, revenge. All you want to do is put it all behind you. But surely, if they've colluded and lied to get you into hospital, they must have done the same to get your children into care.
Yes, I paperwork of fraud. I paperwork here on the of the social workers committing fraud. You know what I mean? And it's not a mistake. Because of about six examples of social workers committing fraud.
Oh, listen,
to take it into court.
Sorry, I keep interrupting. I've just got another email. Coincidence or what? Are they worried? Thank you for your email. I would forward your correspondence to the relevant directive governance team. I think she means the head of mental health in Northern Ireland. She's the complaints officer. Who never signed her name, but she's a female, corporate complaints office. This is the office that took a complaint and actually took my address originally, but they never actually ever dealt with the complaint. Now, the other complaints guy, it was a man, I'll have his name somewhere, he's the independent complaints officer, as he puts it, and he looks after Dr. Peter Saberwell. Now, on the day of Peter Saberwell telling social services and the police that you're unwell and whatever, this complaints manager was in contact with GP colluding. So how can any complaint be independent?
Yeah, the police.
Well, let's just show you on the, you know what I mean, what you're saying there, what the wrongdoing was here. It's the wrongdoing here. But, you know, I hope it's all wrong here, but it's an answer I want. You know, we want everybody to put it right. Give me a discharge letter. Let me go on with my life, you know what I mean? It's just as simple as that. I'm not looking a fight here, you know what I mean? I'm sick fighting. I was in there for 6 weeks there, you know, and it's just a simple discharge letter. He can make it go away, you know what I mean? But as I've seen before, and I've made it clear to everybody in there, I knew it was going on. I set the tally before what's going to happen next and next and next. So the ball's in their court. The weight's on Dr. Armstrong, but he's out of weight telling him what to do. So we would like to know who that is, who that body is that's telling him what to do. You know what I mean? And holding me against my will. Like, why am I held there against my will? It's my children. They won't take my children away.
That's what I was going to discuss now, and we'll call the police at 11:15, and we only have 14 minutes with them. So when I say, I'm going to have to go now. That means it's because there's an automated machine message that's going to come. But I don't know what's going on over there, but I think it's not Dr. Saberwell. It's not the doctor on the Bluestone ward. It may not even be the trust. I don't know, but there's somebody big in Northern Ireland, in health, in police, in government, that they want this to continue to happen. My concern is, once they've given you a discharge letter, because they're only as good as released from prison letters, they could try again. So, you know,
Andy, let us see what says in the discharge letter, you know what I mean? Get me discharged first, you know what I mean? Get me back home. And then we can deal with, you know, then we can go to our legal team and discuss, you know what I mean, and start asking the question, you know, but sure, why am I not at home with my family, Andy, you know what I mean? It's your born-given right, you know what I mean, to be at home free and well, you know what I mean? I wish everybody well when they're at home, like, but it's certainly not the case here.
Well, Patrick, I have let the police know that I will be with you on Thursday. That's all the information I give them, because I will be bringing you to people who I trust with my life.
No, that's a mistake. That's a mistake, Tracy. He should remain in Europe until he's got that letter.
But
I mean, Tracy, they'll be following you, Tracy. You know what I mean? They're not going to disco. You know what I mean? You know, I haven't spoken to the police, you know, so I don't know. But you know, they'll want me back in Bluestone. You know what I mean? And they'll want to do what they want to do and say that used people are only a vehicle. Like, use people are misleading me. Use people are using me.
Patrick, nobody will accuse me of leading you because of the work I do. 15 years I'm doing this work. I'm well known in the family courts in Belfast. I'm well known by a lot of solicitors, barristers, and a lot of people throughout Northern Ireland for what I do. And I'm well known to be the biggest thorn in the whole of Northern Ireland social services side.
Well, what do you hear, Tracy? When you're sitting in with Dr. Armstrong, right, and he's telling you what to do, you know, you can't say yes, because here, you know what I mean, these people have brainwashed you now. Now you need help. That's what he says. That's a toxic of his words to me. They're toxic. Because if I don't turn around and say, look, this woman is helping me. No, it's this woman was poisoning you, and now you need help. This woman has brainwashed you. This is the words they use their way over people.
Tracy.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, Tracy, you are the best. You are the fawn. But on this one, it's like in all prison mistrials of justice. You know, all other people that go on the run, they always stay in their place of safety until that resolution has been given. If we need to find a way of confirming Patrick's safe being, there are ways, not brilliant ones via other people, but there are ways of video cameraing him with a newspaper, wherever he is in Europe, and sending that to the authorities. There are ways.
I'm going to be speaking with journalists when I'm over there, don't worry. I'm going to be speaking with journalists, people who I know.
Uh-huh.
You know, this story has to be got out. People have to come in from the media domain and do something about this.
I've been emailing them myself and phoning them, and they don't want to get involved because it's a medical issue.
It's a fraud issue.
They've been told, the BBC planning team in Belfast, I don't know her name, but she said, we've been told not to cover this story, and all media will be the same because it's a medical issue. I said, no, it's not. They've took him in under false pretenses. They said, no, we've been told it's a medical issue and that we have to do what we're told. And that's the planning team, the BBC.
That was the BBC?
Yeah, planning team. So they planned the news for the day.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's call them... you know, the people involved who want to find out you're safe and well. Don't give your location in Europe at all, and they'll trick you up probably, Patrick. But we'll remain quiet.
You can see the thing I found.
Can I help you?
Yeah, can I talk to Miles Meany, please?
Can I help you?
It's a sergeant.
Look,
sorry, you're breaking up. It's Miles...
Meany.
Meany? Oh, okay.
Can we speak to the duty sergeant in Durban, please? Because he will not be on duty at the minute.
Tracy, I know what I'm doing.
Miles isn't on duty. He told me to ask for the duty sergeant because he will not be there.
Right. What'd you see, eh?
Ask for the
duty inspector.
Yes, hello. Is Miles Meany working today, please?
He is, and I'm afraid he's not on the desk at the moment. Can I ask him to call you back?
No, well, we need the duty sergeant then. Miles was calling me, and I believe somebody was calling a colleague called Tracy Morris. I'm Andy Peacher, and you need to know the safe whereabouts of Patrick Coyle. He is on the line now, and we would like to talk to Duty Sergeant.
Okay, sorry, where is Patrick now?
No, we need to talk to Duty Sergeant. And
well, I'm the Duty Inspector, so that's probably one step up.
No, that's fine.
So, sorry, where are you calling from?
What was your first name?
Edel.
Edel, yeah?
Yes, that's it.
And you're a Duty Inspector?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I'm calling from the UK. Patrick's calling from his safe refuge. We've got Tracy on the line as well, because we're doing it via Skype. Do you want to best to talk to Patrick? Because that's the whole point of me ringing. Patrick, talk to the inspector.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Adele. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Patrick?
Oh, 100%. Fine.
Are you? Patrick, listen, this is the predicament that we find ourselves in, that you have been reported as a missing person to us. Of paramount concern is your welfare, and that is the only reason police are interested in this. Until we see you, or until another police establishment, depending on where you are, has eyes on you and confirms that you're safe and well, unfortunately, we cannot stop treating you as a missing person, and our inquiries will continue. If you can.
Okay.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
When somebody goes missing, especially under the Mental Health Act, aren't you in duty bound to put that out on the news in the mainstream media?
Say that again? Are we duty bound to put it on the news?
Yeah, if you have concerns about somebody who has been escaped mental health institution where they've been kidnapped and put into, would you, are you not duty bound to contact the mainstream media?
No.
To get right, so you.
No, we're not duty bound. No, we're not duty bound. No, there's a whole lot.
But you usually do.
It doesn't mean we're duty bound. However,
if you're so concerned about Patrick missing the last 48 to 72 hours, then you obviously aren't that concerned if you said that you haven't put it out into the main media.
Okay. Can I thank you for your concern? And of course, that is something that we will take into consideration. And given the time or passage of time missing, it is something that we do factor in. And it may have already happened, be happening, or will happen in the future. So thank you. The thing that I'm most concerned about is actually getting eyes on Patrick. You're actually on the phone with me at the moment. And I really don't see the point in your query about media broadcasts. If you have Patrick with you safe and well, and if I can see him safe and well, there is absolutely no need for a media appeal. Do you understand?
Patrick was to show his face to users, would you be sectioning him again, or would you be holding him, detaining him, so that he can be detained again under the Mental Health Act?
I can't answer that question. I will have to go back to the facility that he came from Bluestone, and make an assessment on that.
Edel, you're speaking to Patrick Coyle here, right? And my dear brother is 50-73, Edel, right? As you're aware, if I was speaking to you in front of you, I'd be speaking to you the same, right? Right, I am what I am, right?
Yeah.
I am safe, right?
Okay.
I am well. I am glad to be out of Bluestone, right?
Okay.
Where I was lawfully and illegally detained, right? When I was ringing you from Bluestone Unit, you hung up on me and refused to carry my concern out. Now, we have a crime reference number because there's a crime committed here, right?
Okay.
Now, I've rung you several times. I've rung the police several times from the Bluestone Unit, right?
Okay.
Where you refused blankly, and where I was hung up three times once I mentioned I was detained in Bluestone Unit.
I'm sorry.
So
about
when
that,
I was Bluestone Unit, I know you're sorry about that there, but when I was in there. Odell, are you listening to me now?
That's bad now. So hopefully you carry on there. I'm listening to the line breaking.
How long was it? When you relayed, I made a Bluestone. Edel, right? Now you've raised a concern about my health. My health. I'm fit to manage my health the last 40 years, right?
Yes.
I'm fit to manage the next 40 years. But when I was in Bluestone, there was no concern about that. There was no concern about my health. They never felicitated me for diabetic. Now, when I was in there, Adele, this has to be documented. I'm sure you're recording this here. The nurses was concerned why I was in there. The nurses are surprised why I've been held in there. The nurses could not understand why I was in there. These nurses have come to me. Now, Dr. Armstrong was holding me when I was discovered just by suspicion. Now, the police can't hold me by suspicion. They have to release you. I mean, Dr. Armstrong was abusing the Mental Health Act to hold me in there, which is totally illegally and unlawfully.
Okay. But Patrick, would you be in a position to meet with us and discuss this?
I have no body in that area. I can discuss this with a phone call. But when I was being held in there, right, due process wasn't followed, right?
Okay.
It was never followed. I was assessed by a GP who can't assess me. Mm-hmm. Now, when I walked in there, Adele, on Sunday, right?
Yes.
I was seen by two senior medical, psychiatrists, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? And when I got up after a three-hour interview, one of the guys shook my hand and said, you have a clear mind, you know what I mean? So I give grave concern what Dr. Armstrong's going to say and what he has said to you.
Listen,
I mean,
really
it's all concerning. Will you be keen to see me? I know where I go and see and sit in front of you, Adele. I know I'll be tucked back to Bluestone.
Yeah, Patrick. Listen, my friend. We've only got about 7 or 8 minutes because I've got to go out. But listen, Adele. You've got to suggest in the next 8 minutes, then I've got to go to an appointment myself, but you've got to suggest a fair way that keeps his safety anonymous, you know, where his location anonymous. There's got to be a fair way, because anywhere in Europe, you'll get the police to bring him back.
Okay.
There's got to be another way, and then he's willing to cooperate.
Okay. Can I ask, sorry, who are you now? Sorry, I understand I'm in some sort of conference call there, but there has been various...
I'm Andy Peacher, the lady's Tracy Morris, and then you've got Patrick Coyle. So
okay, and you're
got
Andy.
The Irish accent. She's got the Irish one. I've got.
Oh yes, no. Get that. The 21 female. Okay, so you're Andy Peacher.
Yeah. You don't need any of my details. Miles has got all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But listen, this line is not very good. I'm straining to hear you at this point. Andy, if I could just relay the message, if I could get that across, that I'm very keen to see Patrick in person. I will facilitate that whatever way we can there. But if you could tell us, or sorry, if Patrick could tell us where he is now, and we can facilitate that meeting.
Adele, could you facilitate me some safety, that if I do come and see you, Adele, that I'd be fit to walk back out again? Can you facilitate that?
So whenever you're talking about meeting, it's not that you're... Are you going to come to Northern Ireland to facilitate that? Are you going to come back?
Only under the conditions, Adele, that you can protect him as a man, as a human being. And
right,
do
okay.
not let these corrupt doctors in the mental health destroy this man's life and section him again. Because if they do section him, well, then they're only going to get more media, more exposure. It's going to go...
I'm losing you. Hello.
Tracy, I'm sorry, the line is bad for me.
Adele, can I say something here? I know time's of essence here. Adele, when I was in there, Adele, I cried for help, right?
Adele,
when I was in there, I cried for the police for help. There was a lot of wrongdoing, right? From the police, from the GP, and from the psychiatrist, right? I cried for help there, right? Now I'm out. I feel in a better place, you know what I mean? Because I was in there, I was being smothered with lies and corruption, right? Now, I'm not going to go back in there. I'm not going to go to no police station for that to happen again. There's wrongdoing here. All we want, all we're looking here, Adele, is a discharge letter from Dr. Armstrong, which he can provide for me to go back home, right? And for me to get back into life again. Because I'm telling you, Adele, you weren't in my shoes here. And, I hope someday, Adele, you can say what you want, apologize and do all that there. And the end of the day, Adele, you weren't in my shoes here. These things didn't happen to you. And these things are gobsmacking.
Will you give me a number to come back to you on? Because I need
to... I'll not give you a number, Adele. This is the way we'll correspond.
Okay.
You're speaking to Patrick Coyle. Pardon?
No, this is my number, 01444.
Yeah.
390-270.
And you've got my number. You've already got my number. Right, we have it on the log. Okay. So these are the numbers that Patrick, sorry, I'm directing to yourself there. Sorry, these are the numbers I have to use to
talk to you. Would the police meet with me? Would the police meet with me on Thursday?
Say that again. Sorry, I'm sorry. Your line is really, really bad.
Sorry,
no, you're gone.
Would the police meet with me on Thursday?
No, I know you're talking, but I can't hear you.
Tracy's saying, can she meet with you on Thursday?
Oh, right.
Are you available? Are you available to meet Tracy on Thursday?
But it's not Tracy that I need to meet. If you understand, it's yourself.
Well, I have evidence.
I have evidence.
The police have the call.
Okay.
And I've got the evidence, and so has the internet. One solution I think we could move forward on, Patrick, is wherever you are, go into an international organisation, and I use the word Europe and international, not to say where you are, but go into an organisation that's well known and they can verify. And then the police, I'm not funny, under missing persons laws in the world, you can basically close your files, because once an international institution has seen Patrick, you can't do a thing, because he's told you verbally, they've verified it as a third party. You can't do nothing, Adele. Sorry.
Andy, I think I understand you there. Again,
just doing collusion with the authorities at Northern Ireland to get him kidnapped back into the hospital.
Okay.
And I'm sure you
I'm listen, sorry. The line is not great at all. Andy, I'm losing you a wee bit there. Pat, my main concern, I do have a contact number for Andy, if you can still hear me. Patrick, I would appreciate if you would call me back. I will try and take contact by Andy, but there are inquiries as a result of our conversation that I need to make.
Adele, what are you looking me to do? What are you looking off me, Adele?
Okay.
They're looking you to call back, Patrick, so they can trace you.
Well, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's absolutely not the case. Okay. I need to make a few inquiries. I'm still urging you to come into a police station and let us know that you're safe and well. That's initially what I would like you to do. But in the meantime...
Adele, you have to listen to me. You aren't listening to me. Adele, you're a police officer.
I had to cut her off, sorry, because of 90 seconds. Sorry, Trey, to try and butt in.
I understand.
We've still got a few more minutes on record. I think the only solution is, and the problem is, you can't trust anybody. The only person you could trust, if Roger would do it, he could verify as a charity or whatever the organisation is.
No, it has to be a well-known charity.
Don't worry, Patrick. I've got you a top advocate. Don't worry. I'll get the advocate involved here, and she works for the judges in the family court. So she will be
He doesn't want the court, though.
No, but the advocate could work.
I will get the advocate. Don't worry, I will get the advocate.
Tracy, you need to be switching your mobile off all day when you're in the thing, or work with a different mobile, because that's how they're going to catch me. You can't be floating about with mobile switched on, because that's a real issue. And when you have a mobile on, if you have a mobile off, take your SIM card out of it, because that's how they caught my young boy. He had the mobile on for fucking 10 minutes and they landed straight out from Dungannon Police Station, from Crookstown Police Station.
Okay. Don't worry, I get the applicant involved. I'll be calling her today.
Well, we certainly need some legal suggestions anyway on this by an advocate. And also what you could do, Trace, is get that meeting with Dr. Armstrong for Wednesday or Thursday to try and get the discharge letter. I will say one last time, based on where he is and based on who he's with, I would never leave that location until Patrick's happy that he's going to be safe. Even if there is a judge in the top courts in Belfast saying come and they won't take you back in.
They will, because there's too much. It's in a higher level. It's more high level. This look, Andy, I'm in a place now where I'm going to be safe, right? But this is too high. They're walking to GPs. GPs are they're only a step from the judge, you know what I mean? A judge takes a GP's word, you know what I mean? You're walking with security, you know what I mean? They're high-fluting men. They're going to do what they can to get me back in there, because then they come back in there, I'm going to tell you that these people have influenced you, they've brainwashed you, now you need medication. I'm a zombie. That's not going to happen.
Any medication in the last 6 weeks, if they think everybody brainwashed you, what medication, psychotic drugs have they been injecting in here? Absolutely
well,
none.
Well, I'll tell you this here, Linda, that's very interesting. It's very interesting. But I was fit to talk to Dr. Armstrong, you know what I mean? I was talked to him in a level head. So when I was fit to talk to him in a level head, in the last meeting he said to me that it was only suspicion. Then he had no evidence. He has a duty bound to discharge me. But I no longer need to be there because I'm wasting national health money. Ask Dr. Armstrong what money kept me there. How much did the national health have to pay out to keep me there? But forget them with a fortune. Well, I don't need to be there when this is only a suspicion. Does the national health need to know that Patrick Coyle was there only in suspicion when it was costing the national health millions when they're taking cancer drugs off?
Patrick, how much does a commercial lien cost? That's the problem. You served a commercial lien on them and
I'm glad Tracy's mentioned that. That's brilliant.
I need to get on to the judge. I need to get the rest of the documents to sign and seal the commercial lien, Andy. I need to get on to the judge and maybe email the judge to get the rest of the documentation signed and sealed. I need that done, sort of.
Don't worry, I'm going to be on the ball with people. Do not worry about all that. I'll have people enforcing that. But we need